B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Second down and goal to go from the six. Ball splits the hash marks out of the eye. Counter play fake. Jones drops back. Looks left. Throws it for Aguilar. Turns to the inside. Touchdown, Patriots. It's the first in the career of Mac Jones.
After that first touchdown, your teammates were trying to give you the ball. Why wouldn't you take it?
Because, I mean, that doesn't really matter. It was, you know, one touchdown. We got to score more. But it's not like the game was over right there. But, I mean, we got to do better in the red zone and get more touchdowns, and we will.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Second down and goal to go from the six. Ball splits the hash marks out of the eye. Counter play fake. Jones drops back. Looks left. Throws it for Aguilar. Turns to the inside. Touchdown, Patriots. It's the first in the career of Mac Jones.
After that first touchdown, your teammates were trying to give you the ball. Why wouldn't you take it?
Because, I mean, that doesn't really matter. It was, you know, one touchdown. We got to score more. But it's not like the game was over right there. But, I mean, we got to do better in the red zone and get more touchdowns, and we will.
Take the ball home, kid, would you? A little fun.
I bet it's on his mantle.
You practice with it out in the backyard with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Get the kids in the neighborhood.
Just
take
the thing home, would you? It's a gift. The football was a gift, Mac.
If that was a game winner, he would have taken it, though. Did you hear that? Like, it's not like the game was over. Maybe. Oh,
he wants a game ball from his first win.
He wants a game ball from the win.
Oh, he's such a patriot. Oh.
That's going on everywhere today.
Inject that in my veins.
Oh, that's the best. He's not so patriot-like. Do your job.
Jerry Thornton didn't sleep after that.
I mounted
the football in the shadow box.
Huh? What about what, Mac being good? Refusing the football?
The comment, yes.
Refusing the football. Listen, there's plenty
I think
to
Jerry
be...
even tweeted, he's got 734 more to go.
He knows the number.
Mac Jones is great. This should be a huge relief today, and that is a relief. They have a quarterback. Oh, thank God. That's not an easy thing to achieve.
I'd be on suicide watch.
And if he's as good as he appeared to be in day one yesterday, and we assume he'll only get better.
Oh, here's your problem.
Whew. Wow, did they luck out? Did they luck out for going from Brady to one down year to right away having a guy again? That is not a lot of teams pull that off.
Nope, and... one of your biggest questions going into yesterday was, how was the kid going to fare? How was he going to do? Nobody else is worried about the front seven, you know, or your offensive line or your running game. They're great at running the ball. Special teams, right? Special teams are always good. Biggest concern was quarterback going into that game. That's what everybody's watching for yesterday. That's what people are tuning in for. It's why it's a 4:30 game. It was Tua versus Mac, former Bama quarterbacks, all that. Is there a chance the kid could play worse than he did yesterday? In the National Football League, when coordinators get 5 weeks of tape on him, the good ones.
Yeah, of course.
You're damn right.
He's going to have bad games.
That's where that type of game yesterday will effing kill you. You can't afford that, what happened yesterday. You can't. That's a walk-away win. That's a no-brainer. Nobody was picking Miami in that game. That's an upset, Chooch.
Which is why you have to harness and embrace the good moments of it, which is why we should commission a painting.
Which is scary.
Of that, an artistic rendering of that touchdown pass, and we'll call it Celebration. It'll be both sexual and violent. It'll capture the essence of the moment.
Yeah.
Painting was a gift,
painting, Todd.
Todd. It's coming with me.
It's coming with me.
My tummy sticks. Woo. Let's go to Pete in Plainville. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What up?
I think the best part of Jones was just, and Zoe, you can speak to it better than I can. I just thought his poise was at the line of scrimmage, calling out plays, seeing the blitz was exceptional. And I think the best play he made yesterday didn't even count, where I think Haran was the right tackle at the point, and he got completely turnstiled. He stepped up in the pocket and escaped to his right and then threw a dime on the sidelines. But the real reason I called, Zoe, and I just want your opinion. You said something in the broadcast yesterday that I was kind of perked my ears, and it was when he hit Aguilar down the seam, and you said, well, he's got enough arm talent there, or so, I forget exactly how you phrased it. Zip. So the only thing I want is, do you consider his arm like average or above average? Because there was a couple throws yesterday where I just felt there wasn't that much like sauce or zip on it or whatever you want.
Yeah, and I know what you're talking about. Like the ones out to the side that sort of faded down and went to the thing. That's actually one of the hardest throws to make, is a guy moving away from you into the sideline to your left and right. Like those throws out in the flat are difficult. They are, because it gets an accuracy thing. But the one he hummed to Aguilar down the middle, there was that, and there was a couple times in the preseason where he really had to gun it. But his best throw of the day was a comeback to Aguilar in that long third down where he was backed up late in the game, third quarter. And he threw a dime to him, about a 17-yard wide-field comeback when he was getting drilled by a guy, free rusher. They got him on a safety blitz, and he hung in there and threw it. I'm not worried about his arm strength. You hear people ripping like, oh, the kid doesn't have a strong arm. He's not, doesn't have arm like all the rest of the guys that came out in this draft. He can dial it up when he needs to.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about accuracy, which I think he has.
Well, see,
the kid's accurate.
Down the field.
He anticipates.
The deepest throws he had in the game were all accurate.
Yeah.
Man, he made some great throws in this game.
We look at the ones where, okay, you could see he obviously gets hit. I think he got hit more than the actual hits were tallied. Like, you come back and say, we got to keep this kid clean. Offensive line should be getting their ass handed them a little bit.
Yeah, the Trent Brown injury is going to be one to keep an eye on.
That sucks,
Ron,
too. Because
sucked,
you know, you prep all week, and you know you get ready for it, and then the guy goes down. You know, like Haran's
not good. He's not good. And then you had, you know, those plays that you mentioned earlier with Ramondre Stevenson unable to pick up the block. I mean, just getting absolutely steamrolled in the backfield.
Oh, Ivan Fierce will hand those guys their tell this week. Yeah. They won't do that again.
In no uncertain terms.
Yep.
You will make it abundantly clear what it is that they did wrong. Let's go to Mike. He's in Florida. Hey, Mike.
Mikey.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up?
Let me ask you a question. What time did the parking lots open yesterday?
Early.
It sounded like the game was at a neutral site watching on TV. And then I talked to a couple of my buddies that were there, and I said, what is it, a cheese and wine crowd? He said, no, it's just a cheese crowd. There's no wine either.
No, you know what?
What's going on yesterday?
You know what? I think it was a wait-and-see crowd. I think it's a different crowd. A wait-and-see meaning we don't know what we're going to watch here.
Okay.
A little uneasy. The first time back in the stands. They haven't been in the stands in over a year. People forget that. It's been 2 years. Place was packed.
They forget how to
that
be a fan.
That is a normal – I think that's a good football crowd. That wasn't a, hey, let's take our kids to the game. Let's take families to the game. And you see the way people in front of us were dressed.
I did not feel the crowd provided a significant home field advantage.
It got going as the game went on. It was not good early. Understand what he's saying. Because I think we even had some issues in our headsets as we're starting to call the game. Like, I need more ambient noise. I'm telling Dennis, I need to turn the parabolics up.
All day, Zoe is saying, I can't hear the crowd. He didn't just, finally realized the crowd was just quiet. And that he was picking up the crowd just fine.
Like people were drunk.
A lot of empty seats in that upper deck, which we noticed yesterday.
Did they play Josie?
No.
You got to win.
A lot of empty seats up top.
Right.
Where all those people are.
I wonder if there were issues with scanning. Yeah, because it was like bright sun, like you got to scan to get in. Mobile ticketing. At cashless,
but that doesn't mean people bailed at the gate and didn't go in.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying,
did it?
hopefully, like, you didn't have an issue. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. First day, everybody's up and running. I think people were nervous a little bit about that, people that work there. People haven't worked there in 2 years. It's an all-new system.
Right.
Mac Jones was nervous. The ticket people were nervous. Yeah.
What if I do if the swipe thing doesn't, and I'm hawking something, and I'm, you know, it doesn't go, or, you know?
Nobody could drink. They all brought cash.
I think you can bring cash and tip those people. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, you can still tip people if you want to tip them out.
You can still tip cash. They'll take it.
I think tips should always be accepted.
Cash is king. Cash is king.
For handing you something.
Especially if you find a beer guy and you say, hey.
Hey.
Here's a 20.
Here's $5 for you.
Keep coming back.
Yeah, thanks. Exactly.
Right?
Hey, row 17.
Exactly.
See this 5 spot? Yeah.
Row 17. Like our guy in front of us, Bulldog.
He knows how to get beer.
He knows how to get that guy. He had no issue with the cashless system yesterday.
And if you forget about me, just remember the Dolphins bodysuit sitting in front of me. Mm. You can't miss that one.
Let's spray that section down. Bulldog had it down to where he had two full, the big, you know, cup beers, not the bottle beers.
He's a draft guy.
Yeah.
Through and through. Not a bottle guy.
He would hold one in one hand. He'd put the other one inside his, you know,
tuck it in the wing, so to speak,
and give the like Jay Stu fist pump, like the Jay Stu gives to the wrestlers when good plays were happening. Then he'd reach down, grab the one in the elbow, continue to chug it, place it back, and still fist pump.
He's my favorite fan.
He knows it.
Jason and Rantham. Jason.
Gentlemen, just wanted to quickly say I've been listening to you guys since you were in Providence, and really appreciate everything you guys done.
Thanks, bro.
I'd like to say yesterday was a great start, but I think the thing that was getting to me frustrated-wise was why is it that they still fall for, like, the oldest trick in the book, this wildcat stuff? It's really frustrating to watch that they can't plan for that when they come out. I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. And, Zoe, my parents live right next door to you. Love you, brother.
Nice.
I'd hate to be your parents.
Yeah. They have a good time over there.
Are they the ones that...
What's your favorite restaurant in Providence?
Go through your dumpster?
No.
No.
They don't have kids.
See him out there cutting the grass in one of those old jerseys that he threw away?
Ringgold High School.
It was like that moment with Clark Griswold brought his wife. Like, hey, honey, come here. Ah, the cool crisp of a winter's morn and some bleeple.
Out there cutting his grass and something I threw in the dumpster yesterday.
What are you looking at, huh?
On So's old John Deere.
No.
They got up and running again.
No, now we're getting a little.
All right. Read and react.
Your buddy came and took my John Deere.
Well, yeah, he scrapped it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Read and React is coming up at 11:36. More of your calls are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in disaster area.
Zolak and Bertram, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jones directs traffic, resets the protections, takes the feed. Four-man rush, Mac moves up, fires down the middle for Aguilar, makes the catch and takes a hit. At the 25 of Miami. What a strike. A dagger from Jones.
No question about arm strength right there.
Read and React coming up in about 15 minutes. 617-779-0985. We mentioned getting into the stadium yesterday, Zoe. You mentioned the sunny conditions may have played a part there. Andrea in Newburyport was at the game. How was it getting in?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
We're season ticket holders from Newbury.
Okay.
And we're in the club section, and it takes an hour and 15 minutes to get into the stadium.
Ooh. Oh,
I don't know if it was Oh, we missed the flyover. The staff in the clubhouse was wondering where everybody was. It's that new scanning system was all screwed up. It was happening stadium-wide. We had friends over in the one section, 132, on the Miami side, and they took an hour and 15 to get into. It was a major issue. Yes.
Well, I'm really glad they went to that ticketless system. Really happy that they did that.
I don't understand it.
In fact, someone really tweeted us and said they got to the gate, and if people hadn't downloaded their tickets prior to getting there, they then had cell issues because everyone was trying to download it. They didn't have Wi-Fi to get into the app to get their tickets. So they're sitting there waiting for service to be able to get their barcodes. No, that's a great system. I think everybody should go to
this. Couple of kinks.
Really works extremely well.
Well, you knew there were going to be issues first day, right? I mean, and it's not.
Here's an idea. Print some tickets so people don't wait an hour and 15 minutes. I told you when this was announced. It was going to be a giant headache, and here we are.
It had nothing to do with the first preseason game either, because they're like, oh, it was smooth.
They didn't have a full, not a capacity crowd.
You're not
going to
get the tailgaters, those last minute tailgaters, they're going to flood those gates at that last minute.
Nice thing about the flyover is you don't have to be inside to see the flyover. That's, I mean, you can look up and you can enjoy that from outside the stadium.
So my buddy's in the military.
Except you don't know when it's going to happen if you can't hear the anthem.
You got a pretty good idea.
You hope.
So they don't time, I guess, this flyover. My buddies in the military said they circle. And I guess people in Boston, there were some people like on social media chatter saying, what the hell is this big plane and why are there two military jets escorting it?
Oh, because
people
are
nervous.
It did look like a passenger plane. They said, a Delta flight for all.
Looks like it was escorting a big plane. And they're like, they're thinking, oh, God, what the hell is going on?
Call that a
twin engine.
I think it was a refueling
it's a big plane. But you get nervous 9/11 weekend.
Could have been JetBlue for all we know.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at that.
Hey, what's that Spirit Air yellow plane getting escorted by military jets? Like, people are worried about that. I understand that. He said they circle, I guess, a little bit from the destination. Then they time it up because you just don't take off and time it up right on cue.
Yeah.
There's a story on NBC Boston about this.
Is there?
Several people in the suburbs of Boston were concerned Sunday after they spotted a large plane that was flanked by two fighter jets circling the area.
Unidentified flying object.
Wow. According to the flight tracking service FlightAware, the large plane took off from Portsmouth around 2:28 and landed at 4:52 back in Portsmouth.
Oh, they were circling for a while then.
The flight path shows the plane circle the Metro West area.
For how long?
Plane was in the air for 2 hours and 24 minutes, during which the plane's altitude is shown at 21,000 feet for a while before it drops down to 3,000 feet and then lowers again to 1,500 feet. Several people took issue with the low altitude, the choice of aircraft, and the timing, one day after the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah,
they were flying over Swellesley, so that's why they had some complaints from over there.
There you go.
Where's Swellesley? Huh? Where's Swellesley?
Also known as Wellesley.
Oh! It was a new town, one of those western towns.
I wouldn't mind the flyover to be a little bit lower. I love a flyover. Go ahead and buzz the tower.
Framingham
we're
police
for it.
Say they received calls regarding the flight. People were calling the police in Framingham.
Yeah. I'd love to buzz the tower.
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Capella spills coffee all over him. Be great.
I want some butts.
Someone's head's rolling.
Maverick.
Let's go to Nick, who's in Hingham. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Nick.
I just wanted to ask, with as many first reps as what Mac was getting for the preseason games and especially on the field, especially knowing that Hunter Henry was redshirted most of the times, what did you think about the connection with the four big offensive guys from Bourne and Aguilar and the two tight ends? How did that represent in yesterday's game, and how do you feel like that's going to grow in the next few games?
Well, I'd like to see more of all four of those big ones together. You know, just coming out of yesterday. I haven't said at the end of the game. There was that one of the most important series towards the end of the game there. They're driving. And it's Gunnar Olszewski, Jacoby Myers, Brandon Bolden, and a rookie quarterback in on offense.
So he did complete passes to eight different receivers, including the backs who caught passes.
This also could be them wanting to show people we will spread it out. We're not going to concentrate on one guy. So did a good did it do any good yesterday for you in a, say they won, to throw the ball to Aguilar 20 times? Like, that could be with intent. You know, certain personnel packages you look at, whether it's 12 personnel, 13, you know, Patriot or Detroit, you know, different terms they like to use for their packages and sub-packages. We're going to go in with this. And Bourne, you know, I thought I would like to see more of Kendrick Bourne yesterday. I did not. But I thought he did pretty decent with the opportunities he got. Like, he looks like he can move with the ball once it's in his hands. Like, he has a chance to break something, more yards after catch. Because I think Myers catches it, and, you know, he's down. But he catches it. At least he's always in the right spot.
I just wish
it could be a package where Bourne, it's not your week. You know,
Welker or Edelman, or I wish they had that guy.
I think Bourne can be that guy. I do.
I hope so.
Yeah. Give him time. It's game one.
David's in Newton. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. What's up? Tough loss yesterday. I honestly, obviously, turnovers, those were bad. But I think there were two play calls on the second to last drive that really may have been the big decider. You know, they're driving all the way down. They got down to the 20 with a big first down after James Blake.
We had some good stuff out there.
They ran the ball twice. And then the Jacoby Myers drop coming out of the backfield. I think those two run calls really just stalled that drive. I think we get a touchdown there if he decides to actually, you know, keep the ball in the air like he did that entire drive.
Yeah, but like I said, too, you're in control of it there. It's a game-winning drive. Not only are the Miami Dolphins your enemy, the clock is your enemy at that point, too. So you're trying to bleed clock and run what you think is, you know, gonna kill time and not put us in a spot where we get a penalty and knock ourselves back. Sort of,
you could say you got conservative there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, definitely got conservative. Yeah, I just thought that might have been the decider. Play calling could have been better.
Yeah, Nick Folk wasn't missing from there. Like, you got the game in hand with a field goal. I can sit here and bitch that they ran too much. I was watching that clock. I'm staring at that clock. Let's go. Get it moving. You know, lead that thing. Don't give them a 2 minutes. So.
Is this Danny in New Hampshire for Zoe? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Go
ahead. Hi. I just wanted to thank Zoe again yesterday for signing my game jersey.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Is it a Zoe jersey?
It's one of his jerseys with his. It's an official game jersey.
She bought the actual.
You bought it from the team.
95 one, yeah.
Yeah, I've had it since 97. I wanted to let you know that I started listening to you and learning football
back
from
in
you.
Providence.
You used to call into the country radio station that I listened to on Thursday morning, and that's how I started to pay attention and learn. So basically, between Zoe and Gary Tangway, listening to the post game on the way home from the games with my dad, I found a love for football, but more importantly, it helped to create a bond with my father.
Wow.
That probably never would have happened otherwise, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Wow, that's a great call.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
And thanks, Danny.
I thought Jones looked good yesterday.
He sure did.
Better than that Zolak guy.
Don't feel like you can't come over and say hi again. We'll say hi again. When you come to the game.
I certainly will.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
See? Wow, that's really nice. I thought that was just going to be another one of those.
See, those call-ins, to those other stations aren't little throwaways. You learn something.
The countries, do you ever do a promo for them?
Probably.
Well, Artie knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. I did a lot of promos.
Hey, I'm Scott Zolak, and this is Country 102.5.
Grab the horns and ride it.
You're listening, my man.
Do you have any of those T-bone in there, system? Hey, I'm like, Jim gave me a list of them to do.
It's Country 102.5, and I'm Zoe.
I stared at Jim, man. And I'm like, this is a joke.
Chad Michael, my man Chad Michaels, holding it down the afternoons. New Country 102, WILS, today's hot country favorites, back-to-back. They also give Zoe like 12 of them when they ask you to do them.
Yeah, and I
and
think
you sit there and you do them.
I think I'm going to get ripped. Like the Toucher and Rich are doing this.
Every time, yeah. Is this like a TNR Wallach bit?
Yeah,
are you
exactly
setting me up?
You're setting me up. Like JT and The Rock, rocking on.
So I was like, this can't be real. This isn't real. This can't be real. I'm getting punked. Yeah. Hakeem and Malden. Hakeem.
How we doing, fellas?
What's up?
Hello. Now, I have a gripe. You guys are saying everybody is giving this kid all these accolades, but I am not seeing anything. I'm more of a win-lose type guy. You know, saying you do your job. I think the person that gets most of the accolades is the kicker, because he had more points than the quarterback. But my whole concern is if they do not beat the Jets, what are they going to do?
Oh God!
Because I'm a Cam fan, and I believe they should bring him back. And the reason why I believe they should bring him back, we're going to lose this if we don't win against the Jets. We have 4 games left in the conference to win.
They can't lose against the Jets. They have a must win in week 2, which is wild. We're going to talk more about that as the week goes on. But coming up next, we've got Read and React. Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. 20 points for Giannis.
And react.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Now you have
Holy
to say
Jesus.
It. I thought it was fake too.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
The ass. Can we talk about the thighs?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Read and react.
Take 2, 3, read and react.
Hot, yo. Read and react.
Perfectly timed, though. Perfect.
You boys ready to read
I'm
and react?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Go.
Yeah.
Read.
Yo.
Yo.
React.
We'll start in Buffalo. Tatanka. Where the Steelers took down the Bills 23-16. Here's Mike Tomlin after the game.
They got a great defense. They got continuity, not only in players, but schematics. We were playing them in their place. We had a bunch of new pieces. You know, we weren't style point oriented today. We just had to win this game.
Yeah, they did. They won it. I don't know how convincing it was. I didn't get a chance to watch a ton of it.
Pittsburgh. I thought Pittsburgh ran away with that game. Like, they were getting their butts kicked early. The offense couldn't do anything. Ben looked like he's 55. Josh Allen made some great throws in that game. And there were times where he looked like he had his head cut off 2 years ago, running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
I got to say, I think Mike Tomlin gets a lot of credit for that win. He's starting a bunch of rookies on that team.
Hard-nosed.
I don't think a lot of people are giving that team a lot of credit this year. And they went in there and they said, we're going to get after Josh Allen. We're going to beat them up on the offensive line in Buffalo. And they did.
They did.
He said he had this quote after the game, played Steeler football. That was one of the things he said. I heard that. I go, Zoe would love that.
Won't be transparent.
Zoe would love that one.
Ben looks like Ben. Yeah, svelte, you know, trim.
Oh, they were
taking care of himself, watching his diet.
What did you see?
I did see some on red zone. I'm like, oh wow, Big Ben.
But did you see Roethlisberger late in that game? They did not get conservative. They were taking shots down the field with Ben. Big throws.
That's his money, man.
And that's what they do well, and they stuck with it.
They had him running RPO, like threat of the run type stuff that you run in college early in that game because they have a new coordinator, different play caller. Ben was just like looking over the side like, there's no threat of Ben running. What are you running the RPO? It's like putting Trent Brown back there to run RPOs.
that's a good win.
Yeah. Great win for the Steelers. Good start for them.
Reed.
Red Sox fell to the Rays 8-5. Your final score last night at Tropicana Field. Xander Bogaerts pulled from the game in the second inning.
Why don't you lay a little bit yonder there while you're doing the Hub headlines?
React.
Why are you talking that accent when you're doing?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What is that accent?
Hello there, Daddy. Hey.
A little Western PA almost to it.
What was that?
The Boston Red Sox played a game last night.
I was trying to do Arcan. I couldn't do them.
Kansas City Chiefs came all the way back to beat the Browns 33-29. Baker Mayfield threw a pick to end the game. Here he is talking about it.
Critical moments. You have to execute critical moments. Nothing else matters before those moments. You know, it always comes down to those 3-4 plays that you look back on and say, wow, if we would have done this differently, it would have worked. So, I'm going to be hard on myself. But go back and attack this week, and you got a home game. It's going to be a good one.
There he is.
He sounds less douchey as the years go on.
Yeah.
He's maybe growing up a little bit.
Calm it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. I got no problem, Baker Mayfield.
Contract here.
Oh. Already? Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh, he's going to get paid. Get ready.
Yeah.
Read.
We talked to him about this.
Oh!
React.
The Saints-Packers, 38-3. Aaron Rodgers talking about a rough day for his team.
You think?
Holy crap.
What are the challenges of playing a game, in the, especially this time of year when you come
from the Midwest? Well, I felt like our energy was a little bit low.
I wonder why. You ever watch Jeopardy? Watch the Jeopardy shows that you host, you stiff.
What an answer. Listen to him how he says it. What level of energy does he deliver that answer with?
Oh, that's...
Play it again.
I'm the leader.
Just sit back. We okay.
Here he is.
That's a bit.
Right. You know, I felt like our energy was a little bit low. It's felt a little bit San Diego-ish from a couple years ago. We just kind of needed something to get going, and it was the same type of thing, long drives on their side and us not executing. So, you know, we'd had, 10 plays-ish there. And, you know, it's 17-0, and we're in a two-man mode on our third drive in the first half. So very disjointed possession-wise.
I'm actually happy for Jameis Winston. You know, I mean, you had a pretty loaded team down there in Tampa. He threw for over 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, threw a ton of picks, threw more picks. and then Tom Brady comes in and wins the Super Bowl with your old team. And you're relegated to go find a job as the third string there guy, you know, behind Drew Brees and Taysom Hill. And he competes for the job and he wins the job. And then they have to deal with another hurricane ravaging and hitting their city. And a ton of people around that area without any power. They had to uproot their football team. Couldn't play there. That's having a deck stacked against you a little bit, dealing with adversity. And Winston played his ass off yesterday.
Well, I'll give him credit. They minimized his role. They took, you know, in Tampa, they let him throw 100 million times a
out
game.
Out to the flat.
Yesterday, 20 attempts.
20 attempts for 148 yards, but 5 touchdown passes.
Five.
Five of his 20
that's
attempts
like high
for
school,
touchdowns.
That's high school stats, man. But did you hear him after the game?
I did not.
It was Oliver Barstow. He's like, I got to credit my trainer for, you know, my personal trainer for getting me through this. He had a good point. He's like, I can't remember what that point was. I think he just said, be ready. Yeah. he went out of his way to credit the guy who trained him, and he couldn't remember what he said. good for James.
Is it when he dodges that?
I believe we have that for Sounds of Sunday.
Oh, like we do?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. We won't spoil it.
Don't refer it. Yep.
Reed.
Hey, how about cream cheese on a hot dog?
Never had tried it, but why would you elect to do that?
Well, it's very good. What did you think when you tried it?
React.
That's still one of my favorites.
I get people tweeting me and hit me on Facebook that they have now tried mayonnaise on a hot dog and they find it absolutely delightful.
Oh, it's not good. But if you like that type of thing, there's this place, Flo's, up in York, Maine.
Flo's is it? The Flo's hot dog place.
Yeah, I wasn't here that day when you talked about
it. I couldn't come up with the name.
Oh, it's Flo's.
And they put it in the box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a mayonnaise relish thing. Not quite tartar sauce, but it's not. I don't like it.
I'd put tartar sauce.
I don't like it. Tartar sauce is good on anything.
I put them on French fries. I put them on, I could use steak. They put the steak in it. Put it on a hot dog. I'd put tartar sauce on a hot dog.
Yeah.
All right.
You get Ken's tartar sauce. Oh, my God. Ken's Steakhouse.
And that's a high-end tartar in your mind?
Really good. Excellent.
Couple of new coaches in the Houston-Jacksonville game yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Texans stink, right? Terrible. That's bad.
Not yesterday.
37-21, they beat the Jaguars. Here's Urban Meyer being asked if his team was shell-shocked by the loss.
How shell-shocked, if that's an accurate description of the mood in the postgame, would you say it was?
I don't think so. I don't really know that word other than, you know, we've all got our ass kicked before. Let's tighten up and go. I believe in that team. I believe in our staff and come back to work. Good thing is you're going to earn your captain stripes and leadership stripes as a coach and leaders on the team. But I believe in that. I believe in those guys. Yeah, I love
So Urban's never heard of the word shell shock. He doesn't understand it.
I don't know those words you're speaking.
Even going back to the days at Florida when they would come to him and said, Urban, we have an issue with five of your players that did this, that, or the other. I wonder if he was shell shocked when he got some of the news on.
Well, maybe he was, but he doesn't know what that
means. I don't know if it's preferred that you have your rookie quarterback throw 51 times in his first NFL game. You're asking for the three picks that he threw in that game.
And you're going to get him killed.
Quarterback rating of 70 in the game yesterday. I think they're not a good coaching staff. Well, no, I'm sorry. Not a good head coach.
That's
the problem there. And so he's one game closer to getting fired.
Fred and Rich were talking about it this morning. I guess there's been like some talk of like the assistants already like grumblings about how they're, you know, he's too much of a hardo. He was placing way too much importance on winning preseason games. He flies off the handle and it's like, it's a different mood with an NFL team, man. You got to let some stuff slide, like preseason losses. It doesn't matter. You know, you got to reprioritize stuff between college.
That's because you've got guys that are coordinators there in Bevel and in Cullen. They've both worked in the NFL for a long time. And you could look at both of those guys and say they're probably either one would have been a better pick than Urban Meyer, because at least they know what an NFL program looks like on a day-to-day basis. Right. And Urban's got no clue. So they're going to replace him with one of his coordinators at some point. He's going to quit again.
Breathe.
The Nolan's on a window, and I'm going to open it.
React.
Finally, in Detroit, Dan Campbell, watching his team almost come back. They fell short by 8 points, but that's good enough for a push. 41-33 the final against the 49ers. His quarterback, Jared Goff, he had a pick six on the day. So here's Campbell talking about Jared Goff and his performance.
Yeah, look, I mean, that was one we all wish he'd have had back. I'm sure he does too, you know, and he kind of hung on Hawkinson too long, and it bit us in the ass. But all in all, look, when you put 57 passes on a guy relative to the way the game was going, he gave us a chance to come back. I'll say that. And I do believe he, all the way to the end, man, he gave us a chance.
That's all I can ask for.
The star of the roar, baby.
Yeah.
Keep taking those pushes. It's not about your win-loss. For the Lions, it's always been about ATS. How are they against the spread? Right now, they're 0-0-1.
How many kneecaps did they chew on yesterday?
I don't even know if they got up to the kneecaps. But, you know, the kneecap comes after you get up the first or second time, so I don't know if they got that high.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Reed and React.
Reed.
Reed.
Yo.
I just don't know why he's obsessing over a first half pick six. I mean, there's still a lot of football left to play at that point. I know I extended the lead, but still. They were in that thing at the end.
Well, the good coaches get past some things.
Down like 41-10.
41-10.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
They didn't score.
No, it was 31-10.
31-10. I'm like, they didn't score 23 unanswered.
That sounds right. We were keeping an eye on that. San Francisco, 79-yard touchdown there for Jimmy G. A lot of yak on that one to Debo, but Trey Lance also had one too early. Weird.
That bugged me.
Stupid team. 617-779-0985. We'll get back into the Patriots game that happened yesterday in Foxborough. We will do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I thought we all competed hard. We just all got to do a better job. I mean, Matt competed hard. I thought we had a lot of guys competing hard, but we just got to perform better as a team.
Mac Jones was declared pro-ready coming out of Alabama. Yesterday, he proved he was. He's a pro-ready quarterback. He belongs in the NFL. On day one, he was able to prove that. Made some great throws, withstood the pressure, didn't flinch, very poised. You're going to hear that from just about everybody who watched him yesterday.
So he's a new guy. Like, you got a lot of new guys that played their first games here, like Judon, Bourne, obviously, the other tight end. Can't remember his name. From San Diego.
Hunter Henry. Yeah.
Hunter Henry. Sorry. Aguilar. Ramondre Stevenson. Trying to think who else on defense. Henry Anderson. Van Noy's back. Hightower. They played here. But, like, of all the new guys, who played the best yesterday? To me, it's Mac Jones and Judon. Right? Wouldn't you go with that? I mean, you had the fumble by Jonnu Smith. He got upended trying to leap over a guy, stepped out of bounds down the right sideline.
But you
could see the burst with him. Go ahead.
I definitely had Judon as one of my guys that I thought played well. And, you know, early on, he was making some impactful plays. He's easy for me to spot in those red sleeves. So, you know, I'm just kind of like spotting him anyway. But some of the other guys, there were moments, and this goes beyond the new guys too, though. Like, you want to say that Damian Harris had a good game because he did. Except
everybody ran hard, but the fumble kills it. You lost the game on the fumble.
Jacoby Myers had a good game, but there was that one catch. But, you know, both hands on the ball. Wasn't a perfectly thrown ball, but those are the ones they're going to need him to make if he's going to be the next stick mover.
See, I think that was a misread on coverage, though. Like, I think he thought it was zone, and he was settling, and Mac expected him to read man and take it upfield, and he let him on that.
But in keeping with the new guys, it's Mac Jones, it's Judon, and I would say those were the two guys who had the best games yesterday.
Judon's the guy that you come up as an offensive coordinator or quarterback, and you get ready to play this team, this front. It starts with him. That's what I mean, like, you scheme for him. Where's number nine? You know, we all know, we know what Dante brings. You're not coming up here and say, okay, where's Cal Van Noy? That's no offense to Cal Van Noy. He's the backside end. Judon's going to be the force in the front seven. That guy's an impact player. That guy comes and he makes every time he's on the field, but even going back to preseason, and I watched him a lot in Baltimore last year, he wrecked the Tennessee Titans single-handedly in that playoff game. This guy, there's my home record. That's the kind of guy that I've been wishing they'd been signing in free agency for a couple years now. And they finally got one. I think the upside for him and the ceiling's huge. He's only 29. Juwan Bentley played the most snaps on your defense yesterday.
He did?
Yeah.
He played every single snap? I mean, you had McCourty.
In your front seven, I'm sorry.
Okay, in your front seven.
Juwan Bentley played your most snaps in your front seven.
I don't think he played every single snap, but
McCourty's out there every snap.
There were multiple defenders who played every snap. Both Jackson and McCourty were out there every snap.
Yeah.
So he played more than Hightower yesterday?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, can I ask a question about those corners?
Sure.
Why were they playing so far off the receivers? Man?
They weren't man a lot. Like, even when Juwan Williams came in and they had that big slant play, that was zone. He was 8 yards off and he was backing up.
They got killed on slants in this game.
Yeah. I think that's a credit to Miami and George Godsey for recognizing that. If they're going to go zone, let's bang slants and quick hitches.
They gave him a lot of space.
Yeah.
They gave him a lot of space to operate, in, which I don't understand because, I think Tua stinks.
Made it easy on Tua.
Tua had 202 yards passing in the game. Do you know how many of those yards were after the catch?
198.
No, come on. Don't be ridiculous. Now you're just being a jackass interrupting this fine football program today with your irrelevant commentary. No, it was 106. 106 of his 202 yards, more than half of his lousy 202 came after the catch. And there was some poor tackling and some running room for Miami after the catch.
There's some guys that were just open. You know, there was a 3rd and 10 it was like a pivotal point in the game. And the defense is getting everybody fired up. And Van Noy is out there. Let's go. He's getting everybody fired up. Let's go. I think it was Parker who was open out on the left, like past the stick. Ball had hit him in both hands and he dropped it. And then everyone's celebrating afterward. I'm like, you didn't get a stop there. It was going to be another one of those completions from Tua that wasn't anything great. It was just the receiver was open. Parker got open so many times yesterday. J.C. Jackson starts waving his finger at him at one point after he broke up a pass. I'm like, hey, J.C., you might want to calm down a second because that guy's torched you a couple of times already today. I wouldn't do anything necessarily to put an extra B in his bonnet. You might want to leave him alone. It wasn't a ton. It was only those 200 yards. It was after the catch, but he was doing enough. And it shouldn't have been enough. That's, again, this is why I still can't wrap my head around this game. Just take a look at the numbers. Yeah. Tell the story of the game. Ask some specific questions about some specific players. And based on those answers, you would have thought the Patriots won that game 24-13. No, 17-16. Dolphins win. Mm-hmm. With that performance out of Tua and with those performances from the Patriots, it's tough to wrap your head around it. What does it boil down to? Red zone?
You know what's funny about Parker and Waddle? Doesn't it feel like they had a big impact on the game?
Huge.
They each had four catches.
I know.
You had multiple players that had four catches.
Yeah. They each had four catches, and the next guy, I think, was one of their backs. I think Gaskin had five.
Parker had that those big one down at right sideline, and Waddle had that little flip to the left flat, and he knew how to get in the end zone.
And by the way, that's not to say they didn't have a big impact on the game. They obviously did. Those guys had impacts. Significant impacts, but it wasn't like they, put up huge numbers.
Yeah. And I stand corrected on Juwan Bentley. He only had 39 snaps. One of the writers tweeted out this morning that he led the front seven in snaps.
All right, so he did not have as much as Dante Hightower. Thank you. I'm like,
that didn't add up to me. Hightower and Judon had more snaps than him, but he was third with 39. And sometimes, people chart their own. So maybe he saw something different. Maybe there was some confusion with 8 and 9. There were times during a game, and that was confusing for me. Thank God he did have the big red sleeves, like Hardy said, Judon, because I almost called it Bentley a couple times.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because Bentley got thicker. Like, Judon's a thick guy.
Devontae Parker in his career, 40 catches, 585 yards against the Patriots in 11 games.
Patriot killer.
So, nice.
How'd Jason McCourty look?
Looks like he can still cover.
He can still play.
Looks like he can still move pretty good.
Team captain.
Yeah. I said, Arnie, I go, oh, you can still play. Look at that.
You know what?
Still running pretty good.
It's funny you say that.
It's because, weird.
NBC Sports Boston had a thing on expatriates and how well they fared on their week ones with their respective teams.
Feels like they all had good days.
I didn't realize there were so many of them.
Oh, Danny Amendola.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He just got signed.
From beyond the grave.
He just got signed last week.
Brought back from the dead.
Chris Hogan.
Also brought back from the dead.
Chandler Jones, 5 sacks.
Resurrected.
Neat.
As we're looking at the
Marcus Cannon starting for the Texans, they won.
Brady,
Gronk,
Brady,
AB,
Gronk,
AB,
Antonio Brown.
All right, stop.
All right, enough. Headlines quickly, and we're right back. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.